AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Indian officials say they had a brief exchange of fire with Pakistani soldiers who shot at an Indian position in Kashmir late Thursday. No casualties were reported. There was no immediate comment from Pakistan, and the incident has not been independently verified. Both countries have cut diplomatic ties with each other after Tuesday's deadly attack on tourists in Pahalgam, located inside Indian-controlled Kashmir. New Delhi has suspended a crucial water-sharing treaty and closed the only functional land border crossing. Meanwhile, Pakistan closed its airspace for Indian-owned and operated airlines and suspended trade with India. Both countries canceled visas for their nationals to each other's countries. Pope Francis will continue lying in state until his funeral on Saturday for visitors to say their last goodbye. Ed Donahue reports on the many visitors outside the basilica waiting to see the pontiff.
The turnout has been bigger than expected. Many set their alarm clock.
I got up at 4:30 to be here at 5 a.m.
American Catherine Plazek says she's there to thank Pope Francis for everything he has done for the church.
And to be together with people from so many different places, parts of the world, you hear accents. There's an Indian priest behind me. There are Italians next to me. So just to live this special moment together with the whole church.
Also in line is Father Alex Mugalasi from Uganda.
We are coming to see, to pay our last respects to him, to see his body, to pray for him, and to be in union with the whole church, universal church.
A day and a half after opening, the Vatican says more than 90,000 people have passed by the Pope's wooden coffin. The basilica was closed briefly for cleaning and will stay open as long as there are mourners. I'm Ed Donahue.
His doctor, Sergio Alfieri, has recounted the pontiff's final moments in a pair of newspapers Thursday. He died without suffering at home, he said. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Venezuelans subject to removal under an 18th-century wartime law are being given just hours to decide whether to fight it.
Newly unsealed court documents show migrants subject to deportation under the Alien Enemies Act are being given about 12 hours to decide if they want to contest their removal. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says the migrants are served with a form about their legal rights, but it's only available in English. The ICE says it is read to people in a language they understand. The document says they can make a phone call, but doesn't explicitly say they can challenge their removal. They then have 24 hours to file documents in court. The government contends the window complies with a Supreme Court decision that migrants subject to removal be given reasonable time to argue against it before a judge. The Trump administration sent Venezuelans accused of belonging to the gang Tren de Aragua to a prison in El Salvador known as CECOT. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.